building your portfolio, picking winning stocks, using your computer. And now here is Jordan Kemmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And if you notice a little something different about the show, you're very perceptive. What we're doing here is working in some new times to accommodate another group that's going to be putting us on live broadcast on the radio. So not only are we proud to maintain our affiliation with the great network of Voice America Business, we're going to be broadcasting around the nation on live radio. So we're going to move our times around a little bit, and that's the only thing that has changed. We're going to maintain our strong, strong focus on making everybody a better individual investor, not hyping stocks, but empowering people to make better decisions both on the investment side and then on the portfolio management side. We always have a couple nice guests coming on with us, but I wanted to spend some time on this segment with the very, very, very rough market we've experienced over the last 3 weeks. One of the things I like to do, I think it's very critical, is to go in to the top money managers and the top fund and private funds and see exactly how everyone is really faring. And what we're seeing is across the board, the top fund managers are down in the area of around 15 to 12% over the last couple weeks alone. Remember now some definitions. A bear market starts at down 20%. We're already in a strong correction phase. And one of the things that I remind everyone is to keep reading, but decipher everything in an unemotional way. Take it nice and slow in terms of trying to react to news and react to headlines. There's a great article, in fact, I believe, that I just wrote. It's going to appear next month in one of my favorite newsletters, not my own. This one is the Dick Davis Digest. You know I'm doing my own. We always ask you to give us a call for a complimentary copy to see what we're doing and our picks and what we're feeling. We've talked for a while about once interest rates were to go over 5%, look for some mid-year weakness, look for some panic selling, and remember, at that stage, when that gets exhausted, we go into the strongest cycle of all cycles, which is the mid-year election low, which we're in right now, up through the first year of the new presidential term, which actually has, over the last 100 years, given over a 50% return. That takes the Dow Jones into the 16, 17,000 range, and it should provide a lot of wealth, over the next couple of years. But we are in that cycle right now where fear dominates. We've had on our friend Tom Dorsey, who runs, partners up to run Dorsey Wright, which is a point and figure methodology of looking at supply and demand very accurately. Their whole model went to defense a couple weeks ago, right on time. They've been begging their clients to play some defense. And one of the things I read that, I mean, I actually had a laugh out loud for a while, is when Tom said that right now we've been hit by so many lefts, we're begging for a right. And I just love, you know, it kind of reminded me back to an old college expression, but the reality is this market has been vicious. The reason we've been able to handle this so well in here, we hope you have out there, is to remember we start by selecting the top stocks. We then, according to the Magnet stock selection process, we then use our technical analysis to enter those stocks at the best levels we possibly could. And then if we have to, we use stop losses to get out. Now, a couple of the stocks, frankly, that ranked that highest for us over some period of time now have literally gotten creamed in the last couple of weeks. If you had your trailing stop losses behind you, you would have been slowly been nudged into cash. You'd look to see what else is performing really, really well. And in fact, we just picked up, we bought stock just a few minutes ago before we got on the show. There is clearly some margin liquidation taking place right now. There's some panic selling. And of course, every single momentum strategy or momentum indicator is now pointing negative. So what you have is the momentum boys are selling, the margin boys are forced to sell, and what you have here, you might be a drop early for some value players to come in, but if you're buying the right stocks at the right pullback, it's only my impression and my opinion right now, we're getting close to an exhaustive climactic selling period. What that means, put this in perspective, please, what that means is that we're close to a pressure point in terms of timeline. That is often, frankly, when the sharpest moves down come, they force the last guy out on margin, and then they run it right back up again. So, frankly, I continue to see a lot of good things on my page, and of course, we focused everybody around in our newsletter. We shared this only, frankly, one group which has avoided the technical damage this market has really thrown out. That is the gaming group. Of the gaming group, about 12 of the 14 stocks that I follow on my page were actually higher in yesterday's market. We're going to have on a gaming analyst later from Spectrum Gaming Group. Very curious, you know, what he's seeing. But what we have seen quantitatively, our largest and most interesting position in here is now the clear-cut top-ranked stock on the Magnet stock selection process. And no, I'm sorry, we're not giving out the name on the radio. If you want to give us a call and you want to see how the gaming group scores, if you want to see how your own portfolio scores, or if you want a complimentary list of our top scores or our newsletter, all you need to do is go to magnetinvesting.com and give us a call, or give us a call at 1-888, toll-free, 888-766-6868, and get your complimentary copy, take a peek. Now, one of the things we're doing in here this week, which we absolutely love to do, is we've gone in to score out basically everything over the last several years that has done well and done poorly to figure out where we can continue to learn from our own best moves and our own biggest mistakes. Something we beg you guys to do, get stronger, get better, learn more, and learn what we're doing here. So it's so, so important that this business, one of the great expressions that I love is that it's not the smartest that survive, but it's the most adaptive that survive. We've talked extensively about the international expansion that's going on, the global boom that's going on, and then you got a whole handful of stocks where everybody rushed in, they were completely overbought, and now either people are getting stopped out or emotionally saying, well, maybe there is no global bull market, maybe there is no global expansion going on, and this is what happens when you are emotional. So the article that I just wrote, which will appear, it talks about not letting uncertainty or fear stop you from reaching your long-term goals. If you're reading the papers, you're reading your newsletters, all you hear right now and all you see is negativity and fear and worst-case scenarios. So we're going to come to our first commercial break here. Stick with us. We're going to have on Lou Chaffee from Oxford Media. He'll join us. And in the meantime, keep focused, keep relaxed, keep doing your homework, and remember to use stops. No one's bigger and stronger than the market. Folks, stay with us. You're listening to Voice America Business. I'll be right back after this quick break.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I got a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off 2 indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as promised, we have with us right now Lou Jaffe, the president and CEO of Oxford Media. And before we get into something, you know, I've got to share, Lou's very excited about a subject he wants to really bring out. I love the passion here. Lou, before we get into it, though, can you just give us a drop of a background of who you are and what Oxford Media is all about, just to give a little background?
Sure. Thanks, Jordan, and good morning, and good morning to all of your listeners. Oxford Media is in the business of delivering content to captive audiences, which sounds like a mouthful, but we're really all about is giving choices for people to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it. The first industry that we're going after is the hotel industry. Many people stay in hotels, and they've seen companies similar to LodgeNet or On Command where they've had an opportunity to watch a Hollywood film in their room.
Mm-hmm.
We're going after that same industry, but we're looking at the underserved market. We're looking at hotels ranging from 75 rooms in size to 300 rooms in size. There's about 21,000 of them in the United States. Less than 15% have video on demand systems. So it's really a greenfield opportunity, and what my company has developed is a lower cost solution to put video demand with full features similar to as if you had a DVD player in the room, fast forward, rewind, and all those things, put that into the hotel and really penetrate that marketplace. We're combining with a company named SVI that is the largest player in that market space, which is why there's so much excitement. And then the future of our business is to take that content that's now resident in the hotels and make it available to people that live in the surrounding areas by deploying WiMAX technology, which is the next generation of wireless internet protocol technology, and partner with people like Dish TV and DirecTV who have no ability to do video on demand to allow them to have internet connectivity and to allow them to do Hollywood content video on demand to people's homes. So we have a nice business model, a nice strategy, and it was interesting in your last segment, you said it's not necessarily the smartest survive, but it's the most adaptive. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're adapting to the marketplace. We're hitting the underserved market. We're giving them price points that make sense. And then we're going to be leveraging the next generation of wireless technologies, adapting to that set of consumers that today may not have access to broadband connections or digital cable.
Right. Fantastic background. Fantastic introduction. Now, let me stay with one theme first. You know, we use this quantitative model we call Magnet, and we're looking for certain accelerations in revenue, and we're looking for what we're looking for. But the M stands for management, and I'd like you to spend just a little bit of time. It's a very insightful business plan you're rolling out, and anyone who stayed in one of these small hotels, you're in the middle of nowhere, you certainly know, you know exactly what Lou's talking about. Can you spend a couple of minutes, please, Lou, just on maybe your own background and some of the other management team that you brought together to pull this off?
Sure. I always get embarrassed when I talk about my background. I've been very, very blessed with what I've done. Early in my career, I was managing director of Arthur Andersen, where I actually led the corporate restructuring group in the corporate finance practice. So I was working with underperforming companies and really learning about businesses, what works and what doesn't. I was the chief executive of a company that made missile systems, so I've been surrounded by rocket scientists. So I know that surrounding yourself with really smart people is critical. And a company that I'm probably most well known for was a company named PictureTel in the video conferencing industry, which before I joined the company as its chief executive had lost about $250 million in cash the year before I got there on $500 million in revenue. And by focusing on customers, by being innovative with technology and leveraging the management team around me, we got the company to beyond break even, and then subsequently 2 years later, sold the company to Polycom. The day I got there, the market cap was $70 million, and I sold the company for $364 million. And what really was lucky for all of us, we got that kind of multiple when the telecom sector in the same period of time was down 65%. So
right.
The realized value was pretty big. And here at Oxford, I'm very blessed. The chief architect and the gentleman that designed our product, Herbert Presley, did a process of what I refer to as customer-driven design, where he went out and looked at what customers really wanted and what they needed so that we could get the highest take rates in hotels, making it easy for customers to rent and desirable to maximize the value. I have a great lead in sales and a gentleman named Rick Schaefer, who knows distribution channels, and that's one of the important things. We changed the business model to the entire industry. The industry historically has been what's referred to as a revenue share model, where hotels would get 10% of the revenue, and the technology provider would actually put the equipment in for free. They would do that on a direct basis. We're using a distribution model where we're leveraging people in the field that already have relationships with hotels.
Okay.
And what happens is we sell the technology and then give the hotel a much larger percentage of the rentals, which means the hotel is far more interested in making sure there are rentals and advertising the product, as well as it makes them partners as opposed to it's just an amenity in the hotel. And Rick Schaefer, our head of sales, has built distribution channels before, and he's really doing a great job with that. As part of the transaction with SVI, their management team is coming over, and I'm actually making this call today from Peoria, Illinois, and sitting next to me is the president of SVI, Beth Salmon, who is very impressive in her own right, and she's got 18 years of experience in this industry. So by putting the two companies together, we have best of breed from a technology, and we also have best of breed from years of experience and knowing what customers want and need. And as you all know, the dirty little secret in the M&A world is most of the time mergers don't work. But because I'm the new guy on the block, I'm very open to best of breed and working with the best people. And my best professor in business school at Stanford was a gentleman named James Porterfield, since you want to know about my background. And James, in the first day of class, said, all businesses are the same. Gain and retain customers profitably in order to create shareholder value. So that's our mantra here. We're going to increase revenue, we're going to increase cash flow, and we believe that's how we'll create shareholder value.
I think that's a beautiful, beautiful, pulling it together. Let me just share with you a couple things in the few minutes we have left together. First of all, there's a bunch of listeners here, and you and I met a couple months ago, maybe. I share with you that a bunch of our listeners here actually made some very significant money on PictureTel way back when, and I know you brought a smile to a few people's face that are listening. The other thing that I heard that I think that's very important, Lou, is figuring out a way that not only do you win, but the people that you partner with win, and that's really the only way successful business takes place. When you and I first met, I kind of asked you what are going to be a couple of the clues that this business plan is coming together, and clearly what you shared with us with this announcement today is exactly the kind of wins that your company needs and the partnerships and the relationships. So I want to really congratulate you. I also want to take a minute, though. One of the things we do, Lou, you are a publicly traded company. We make absolutely sure we're trying to teach our investors to become the best investors we can rather than just throwing out a hot symbol. So we urge everyone listening, this is actually a great gentleman that had some great successes before. I think I really like the business plan a lot, but we urge everybody, especially with companies this small, this is not a trade, this is not a day trade. Do your homework before you buy, and then make sure you have the right time horizon when you do invest. That's what investing is as opposed to trading. I think anyone looking at this, Lou, has to look at an investment, not a trade.
I can't agree with you more, and I think the way to look at our business and why this transaction is so important, in essence, before this transaction, Oxford Media is a publicly traded, post-development, early revenue company. Now, by combining with SVI, we pick up the 1,900 hotels that they have, 155,000 rooms that they have, so we're a much more stable, cash flow positive entity. But if people want to measure us, the most important measurement that we look at is either revenue per room or cash flow per room. And going forward, after this transaction, we will give guidance. We do not have guidance on the street today.
Okay.
Now we have a
Hold on. Let me interrupt you because I'm hearing some music, Lou. I want people to be able to do their own homework.
Okay.
Where do they find you? Is there a website? Is there a phone number?
Okay.
Maybe get a report. What can they do to find out more?
Okay. To find out more, they can either go to SVI.com or they can go to OxfordMediaInc.com. Our ticker is OXMI, and we're traded over-the-counter on the bulletin board. So those are the best places to go. They can also contact at our office Lisa Lorenzano, who is our Vice President of Investor Relations. They can get to her through the website.
Okay. Listen, Lou, thanks for joining us. Fantastic, fantastic. Congratulations for this relationship you just developed. Great luck. We'll have you back on the future. Continue to follow your progress.
Thank you. All the best, Jordan.
Okay, thanks again. And folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. We need a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick with us after this quick break.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business. Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS. What if you established your own path? One that others might follow. Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom? If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back again to Profitable Investing. And amazingly, in between our short commercial break, we got a call in from some other places in the media asking if we can explain what's actually going on in the market, because we are seeing a sudden drop across the indexes. And what I tell these guys at the media, no, I'm busy. We got to do something. We're helping our listeners here right now. But what's so important here is what you're seeing is for too long, there's been this big emphasis on moving averages and trading right around support lines and whatnot. Well, what I can share with you is we definitely have technically broken certain support levels. There is a tremendous high level of fear right now in the market.
And what I want to just kind of, from my opinion, from what I think is so critical to look at, is not on a day-to-day basis how bright is a fire burning, or how big does it look at the moment. What you need to do instead, you need to look onto the sidelines and ask yourself, how much cash is available to come in? Well, when everyone is a bull and everyone is very optimistic, where's their money? That's right. It's all pressed forward into the middle of the market, and when pullbacks take place, there's no money to come in and support these stocks. What you're seeing right now is one of the highest ever percentages of cash relative to the full size of the stock market. Well, this money is on the sidelines, waiting to come in, waiting for the best opportunity. So I think you're seeing money coming out of bond funds. You're clearly seeing money now coming out of the international stock funds. We saw, in fact, over 40 billion go into the U.S. stock market a month ago. These months are, all this data is a month old. Those numbers are gigantic relative to the old numbers we used to see, but it's still a tip of the iceberg. There are $5 trillion sitting in low-interest accounts, sitting in corporate funds. In fact, you're seeing corporations buy back stock at a record rate. So I think that what you do have here right now is you have the cash on the sidelines that is ready to come back in the second you see the stock market get to come a little healthier. I think you'll see some serious money rush in, but you are clearly, we are back at that moment in time where people all too well remember 2000 when things looked great, and then when they started to pull back, great, supposedly, companies went from 80 to 1 or 80 to 0 or 200 to 1 or 0, and people just don't have the mental or physical stomach ability to handle those kind of declines. So you're seeing people very quick to run to the hills at any sign of fright. What's so important instead, if you have the right asset allocation to begin with, and you have the right plan to begin with, then when these shakeouts come, you can rest at night, you can sleep at night, and you're not margined, you're not overpositioned. So the key is in planning ahead of time, knowing that volatility in the stock market is inherent. It's part of the territory, and you kind of need to work with that. But we are seeing a very emotional market by any measurement. There's the VIX, there's the put-call ratio. However you want to look at it, folks, this is a market that's running scared, that's running nervous, and if you go in at the right buys, at the right places, I think you're going to be fine. Disregard the craziness of the market, the economy stopping short. Great companies are great companies if you buy them at the right price. And then again, I do believe you need to use some stops. What I'm hearing is some music in my ear that's telling me that we're getting close to commercial break. We have a great guest coming on, Joseph Weinert, the vice president from Spectra Gaming Group, a research piece, newsletter on the gaming industry, which is right now the healthiest sector around. Looking forward to joining them. Stay with us, folks. You're on Voice America Business. We'll be right back on Profitable Investing after this quick break.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. There you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about. To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
April 1805. Bison as far as the eye can see. An abundance of bald eagle. Meriwether Lewis.
July 1805. We beheld a great number of antelope, deer, and elk. William Clark.
Imagine if Lewis and Clark's journals continued long past the end of their journey.
June 1905. Beaver trapped out.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, Jordan Kimmel, your host. We have right now with us Joseph Weinert, Vice President of Spectrum Gaming Group. And Joe, welcome on to the segment.
Oh, happy to be here, Jordan.
All right. Now, unfortunately, this is one of my favorite sectors and favorite topics. We have the shortest segments. So I want to just jump right into it. You want to, you know, I have a copy actually of something called Michael Pollack's Gaming Industry Observer. Why don't you get into kind of the whole parent company and what else you offer and what you do with the firm?
Well, as you noted, I am Vice President of Spectrum Gaming Group, which is an international gaming consultancy. We do economic and feasibility studies, market analyses. And we also perform regulatory services and due diligence investigations around the world. And one of our business lines is to publish the Gaming Industry Observer, which is an analytical newsletter that accepts no advertising. And our mission is to spot, track, and analyze trends that impact the gaming industry.
Okay. Well, fantastic. I happen to have a copy of the newsletter. It's very, very extensive research. And, I mean, I think you guys are looking at everything from parking lots to hotel room occupancy. I mean, you seem like you cover it all. Let's talk for a minute, if we could, about the gaming group itself. So many people, you know, have not really caught on, I believe anyway, to the long-term changes taking place in the expansion both domestically and internationally. Can you touch on whether you're seeing things slow down, pick up, and not the next week or so, but some longer-term trends that you're seeing in the industry?
Now, you're right, Jordan. The story of gaming is a story of growth, and we believe it's long-term growth at that. Even in the supposedly mature markets of Las Vegas and Atlantic City, there is billions of dollars of capital in the pipeline as we speak. These are all projects that are known to be happening, and there are billions more in those cities that could be happening in the foreseeable future. Internationally, if you look at what's happening in Macau could soon surpass Las Vegas as the world's largest gambling market. And in fact, all of Asia right now represents a very good opportunity for casino operators.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, what I have done is I've taken kind of this approach. We use a very quantitative model to begin with, and a few things stuck out for us. And, you know, for years and years, we owned ShuffleMaster. I owned IGT. I sold it too soon. But rather than focus on the operators, which, you know, clear, I think, who some of the leaders are, we've taken an approach of following the suppliers.
thinking if the group, if the gaming group gets bigger, the suppliers should do well. And there's not a whole lot in this space, actually. I haven't seen anything you've written about the suppliers. I've seen a lot what you've written about the operators. Do you cover the suppliers, too?
Yes, we do. And certainly IGT is the Microsoft of the slot machine industry. They control somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters of the domestic market and you know, almost that much for the global market as well. Very sophisticated company based in Reno that clearly understands where this industry is going, and aside from having their own pipeline of projects, they are very adept at buying up smaller companies that have maybe got a jump start in other areas. For instance, in video poker, IGT was lagging in that. They went out and bought a couple of competitors, and suddenly IGT has become, you know, a very strong player in video poker. So this is a very, very smart company, and you know, the smart companies will find a niche that IGT has maybe lagged in, and that's where they're going to get their competitive advantage in, you know, among the operators and in certain jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, maybe one thing to look at, and again, I'm sorry we have this smaller segment. I'm going to have you back on because I see this, the group itself, you know, kind of had gone out of favor for a year. What is it that actually, you know, made this group get so strong again over the last couple months? Is there anything you could point a particular finger at?
Well, I think there are three things that are helping this group. One is Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania 2 years ago legalized casino-style gaming, and that state has the potential for 61,000 slot machines, which would make it the second-largest slot machine jurisdiction in the country, trailing only Nevada. Pennsylvania is now getting prepared to award its first licenses. The Gaming Control Board hopes to do that by September. That might be a little ambitious, but certainly gaming in Pennsylvania will be a 2007 story, and there is the potential for 14 different gaming facilities in Pennsylvania. Another opportunity is Florida. Broward County, which is home to Fort Lauderdale area, has just passed the regulations that will enable four racetracks to begin slot operations down there. Now, that itself is not necessarily a big deal, but we believe that the 18 other paramutuals in the state will then increase the pressure on Tallahassee to bring them into the gaming mix as well. And when that happens, I think you're going to see gaming explode in Florida. And I think a lot of operators are on the sidelines right now waiting for this to happen. And we think this is something that is inevitable in the next 5 years.
Okay.
And I think perhaps the most visible component of this growth is the international story. You take a company, companies like MGM Mirage or Harrah's Entertainment, they have their sights set internationally right now. Macau is the hot spot. That's the global hot spot for gaming growth right now. But also Singapore. Singapore just awarded, Singapore has two casinos up for grabs right now. They just awarded the first ones to Las Vegas Sands, and now they are taking applications for the second casino there. Harrah's Entertainment, recently they signed a development deal to develop a Caesars brand casino in Spain. They will also be developing a casino in Bahamas. They were an applicant in Singapore, and I believe they're looking to get into Macau as well.
Sounds like this growth is taking place all around the world. It's away from a couple families running a couple casinos in Nevada, isn't it?
It certainly has. It's become a very corporate, a very sanitized industry.
Right.
And as a former newspaper reporter myself, I kind of enjoyed covering some of the old personalities in the business.
Hey, let me interrupt you. I'm hearing some music. It means commercials coming up. Joe, why don't you give a minute, if there's contact information, they get a sample of your newsletter, maybe want to subscribe. Where do they contact you? Where can they get a sample?
They can go to gamingobserver.com.
Okay. Sounds pretty easy.
It is indeed.
All righty. Well, listen, congratulations for being in the right place at the right time. Really appreciate your insight, and we're going to have you, maybe even Michael, back on again and share some further insights. Will you please?
Oh, absolutely, Jordan. Thanks for having
me. Fantastic. Continued great luck. Thanks for joining us, folks. Stay with us. You're listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the wrap-up here of Profitable Investing here on Voice America, and I wanted to share with you folks, this is such a great time to get some lessons in and to make sure that going forward you have your leg stable, you have your investment strategy set, because this is the time when I believe you're going to see some maximum pessimism erupt. People will sell out, succumb to the news, only to see things head right back up again and feel, why am I always making the wrong decision? So let's kind of go back to a few things we talked about over the last couple of weeks and months. We talked about the fact we've been already in a 4-year bull market that sometimes throws a lot of volatility towards the end. We shared a dirty little secret that Wall Street is not sharing. The little secret is that after the last interest rate increase is finally done, people feel a sense of relief that, hey, rates will start to come down. History will show that the Fed almost always goes at least one or two steps too far, turns the air off too far, and actually the markets are usually lower 6 months after the last interest rate increase. Now, did they go too far already? Is there another interest rate increase around the corner? Why don't we kind of let everyone else debate that, and why don't we do what we've always talked about on the show, about observing and watching and listening to the market and kind of tuning out a lot of the nonsense, because no one can actually predict the future. What you can do, though, is adapt to the present and make sure that you get through these rough moments. We talked about making sure you got yourself off of margin so you didn't become a forced seller at the wrong time. We talked about using stop losses on each and every position that you use. You know, you can always go back and buy back in, but you can't kind of replace money that's already been spilled out. So it's very important, again, to be using your stops. It's very important here, we mentioned in the last newsletter, not to invest in what just went down the most, but to really do an in-depth study about what resisted the downtrend, what sectors did the best, what individual stocks held up the best. And what we're seeing right now is a dramatic absence of leadership. We will see a newspaper tomorrow with the new high list looking at as scarce as grandma's teeth. We're going to have an opportunity to really see what held up during the strongest, gustiest winds. Those are the safest homes. That's the best environment where you want to look. And this is a great time where they kind of weed out the rest, everybody without a foundation, every stock that's not being held by strong hands is susceptible. And those stocks, frankly, that held up the best, that looked the best right here, when money flows back in and confidence comes back in, those are the very stocks that I think are going to go up the most. That's what history has said. That's our game plan to continuing to circle. So I want to thanks again to the engineers over at Voice America. We used some different timing, a little bit difficult, but we got through it. Folks, I hope you enjoyed and, again, can become the strongest investor you can become. We have a couple of great guests lined up. We're getting more and more people calling to join us. We're going to talk about some municipal bond research next week. We're going to talk about the sales mind and what it's really all about and how it gets results, kind of a segue away from just looking at the market. Folks, have a great week. Have a safe week. I do believe by the time we do our show next week, we will have passed the short-term bottom. I hope you stay in the boat. I hope you have your portfolio ready to go. And I hope you have a profitable, safe week ahead. It's been my pleasure again. We'll see you next week, same time, on Profitable Investing here on Voice America.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you looking for a unique perspective on today's market from an experienced